This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffell.
Me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Hi, babe. How are you?
So well, thanks. Should we tell the listeners how exciting this is? Because we're both wearing our pyjamas.
Yeah, we're both in our PJs. And you're on a chaise longue.
Well, it's a chaise longue, but it's basically a chair with a puffet attached in many directions. But yeah,
I think that's as good as the podcast is going to be. It that, okay, bye.
It's from IKEA. I'm not being sponsored by them, and they didn't have it in the Croydon one, so we had to go to the Thurrock one to get it.
Oh, Tom, so you did a double IKEA trip in one day?
That's how they get you, though, Suze. You think, oh, great, I'll go to IKEA. I'll get that thing I want, that piece of furniture. They don't have that, but you're in 2D by that point.
Yeah, You've got
I bought
a masher, you've got some tongs.
I bought like four chopping boards and two whisks. I don't even...
Tom, how much are you whisking?
I don't have that much to whisk. Nobody does. Meringues like
maybe,
that?
Maybe one or two people.
Maybe double-handed meringues. That's what I could have done.
Maybe the Barefoot Contessa.
She would do.
She might need two whisks.
She'd have a KitchenAid, wouldn't she? Not me. I'd do it by hand. I'm manual.
Tom, here's something for you.
What?
What do you think of this? I'm wearing Crocs.
Everybody's wearing Crocs these days.
Don't make it sound like I'm so ordinary.
No,
I'm desperate here to make a point.
No, I mean, as in you're at the vanguard of what's fashionable.
I'm the zeitgeist.
Yes.
I'm here, no bra, Crocs on.
Wow. Pajamas on. Red pajamas that match the red walls in the bureau.
Red pajamas, no bra, and I've cropped myself so that you can't sort of see my boobs.
Wow.
But I don't think you'd care that much.
No, but still, that's very...
It's polite,
it's
sure.
It's very polite.
No trousers and Crocs.
What's going on with the Crocs? Is it because you not trust the shower facilities in your very own flat? What?
No, I don't. I just can't bear them.
In France, and you feel like you should.
Do you know what? I just wanted something that was really comfy.
Are they comfy?
To sort of, Tom, you know that nurses wear them.
Well, yeah, but I just assumed that was part of part of the thing they had to wear.
I don't think Crocs are sponsoring the NHS. If they are, I think they should give them more money.
Yeah, they could hand out those Crocs for free.
Yeah, come on, guys. No, they're just they're
Crocs
so comfy.
For me. I just suddenly thought of that song.
What song?
Soldiers Dance for Me. And I was like, nurses wear Crocs for free would be my...
Oh, lovely.
That would be lovely. Sorry.
I wonder when our record contract is going to come.
I wait for the postman to deliver it every day, but...
I wonder... Comes. Maybe we should check they've got our right number. Maybe they're using the PO box. We haven't checked that
yet. No, we haven't checked the PO box. How annoying. Just full to the brim with contracts from Sony and Universal.
I didn't know whether you were going to go for it for not Sony or Universal, because I was like... I don't know any other record labels.
I was going to say
Columbus?
BMI. Oh, yeah. Or Columbia?
Columbia? IBS?
IBS? They're a great record company. Yeah.
They're constantly shitting out records. It's just shitting out number ones nonstop.
BMI, of course. They're very...
IBM.
IBM. Quite an electronic sound. But yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. No, I decided I needed something really comfy to sort of mooch in, you know, like to mooch to Sainsbury's, to mooch around the park.
Okay.
They're my moochers. Alice... hates them.
Oh no,
she's really upset about them.
I was gonna say, has Alice got a pair? I thought in my mind maybe you both had a pair, and then it was kind of part of the...
I said, look, I'm gonna get some Crocs, would you like some? And she said, you're joking. And I was like, nurses wear them.
And then she was like, great. Like, what? As in,
and then she sang that Croc song, because it's really making
it's really wow, it really took off quick. Less than a minute. What I'm intrigued by, though, with this is it part of a... Did you think it would be part of, like, a nurse's dressing up gear? Like a sort of kinky thing?
Like a sexy thing?
Like a sexy thing.
Oh, no, Tom, I haven't got time for that sort of carry-on.
Carry-on.
Yeah,
carry-on
pop on some Crocs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm, yeah, I don't think that, well, listen, let me tell you, I'm getting no action in these Crocs.
What, people aren't wolf whistling? No.
It, do you know, I've always got my headphones in, so I can't be sure.
Well, and probably that clack of Croc slapping against the pavement is probably drowning the wolf whistles out.
And I'm also always pushing a gurney as well, so that might be it.
Well, you won't oil it, will you? You refuse to oil your gurney. So what do you expect?
A gurney is what a body goes on, right?
Oh, it's just a trolley, isn't it? I thought that's a gurney.
Is it a trolley? Oh,
or like I don't know, like a stretch. Oh, I don't know.
I think people get the gist. They get the gist of the joke, right?
They get the gurney gist. Not to be confused with Guernsey.
No, have you been to Guernsey?
I'm trying to remember. I think I might have done a gig there once years ago with Holly Walsh.
Oh, I like Holly Walsh. She's funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen her for ages. Oh, by the way, guess what?
Yeah.
You know how we're always talking about no one listens to this podcast and it's basically just us?
Yeah.
Did I tell you this? We got reported in the Daily Mail.
For what?
Because Dad's friend, Alan the Bag, cut it out. Because I talked about...
Oh my God, why... Why are we in the Daily Mail?
And exactly my response, absolutely fine, in like a sidebar, not of shame, a sidebar.
I was about to say, are we in the sidebar of shame?
Sidebar, printed edition. Alan the Bag cut it out for Dad. And it was basically talking about how we'd been saying about how I'd moved out of home and talking about like how difficult it is living on your own. And I said how my dad comes around and mows the lawn. And that's what they reported. And now I'm reporting it back to them, whoever it is out there.
Who listens? Hi. Who are you? Tom, I think the thing that we really need to cover, because I think like a lot of people that listen to the show have listened since the very beginning, or they've gone back to the beginning and they're working their way through, which is something that a lot of people have done in lockdown.
A lot of people have worked
honestly,
their way through.
You guys have got a lot of patience.
Let me, like climbing a mountain in Crocs, you are... You've got some tenacity.
I loved that remix, Climb Every Mountain in Crocs.
Climb Every Mountain in Crocs.
I thought that did... that didn't get the airplay it deserved.
No, it didn't. I mean, I just think Columbus Records were fools not to pick it up.
So...
MMR Vaccine
that means,
Records.
Tom,
yes.
So the people that have been listening to this forever all have listened from the beginning, or indeed are our friends that listen. You know, they'll be aware that when we started this podcast, the main reason we started it was because we had... too much time on our hands.
Yeah.
We both were not busy enough.
No time. Nothing.
Tom, you are now famous enough for your dad mowing the lawn to be news. You're like Towie famous.
Do you think? No.
Tom, I think you're Towie famous.
Wow. 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 That's amazing.
Wowzers trousers.
Wowzers trousers. Or not trousers. Depends on what you're wearing. But the...
like me.
Just Crocs.
Just a t-shirt and Crocs.
I think it's a nice...
I'm like Winnie the Pooh in Crocs. Red t-shirt, nothing, pair of Crocs.
You know, why is he wearing a t-shirt at all? You know, what is he worried about?
Maybe man boobs?
Or like thistles? Or those brambles? That's what I'm thinking of.
Whenever you hear someone says thistles, I think of that shop in Edinburgh called Thistle Do Nicely.
I never saw that shop. What does it do?
It does it nicely. What? I don't know. It sells like, I'd say bits and bobs. Crap, tat, nice things. I don't know.
Tourist accoutrement?
Tourist accoutrements. You know, it's maybe like a cow magnet.
Oh, yeah.
A coup magnet.
A coup magnet. Yes, I'm seeing some sort of calendars, sexy men in kilts.
Sure.
And
that's
those.
Maybe like an apron with a buff chest, but then a kilt.
Absolutely. And
that sort of carry on.
Some very loud bagpipe music.
Yeah, a lot of loud bagpipe music.
Playing possibly up-tempo modern music.
Yes, yes. Or maybe like some Westlife on the pipes.
Yes.
That sort of
yeah.
thing.
Okay, well.
Do you think the bagpipers still stand up on the key change?
I hope so. I think it'd be quite hard. I've never seen a bagpiper sit down. That's a good topic for discussion. Why isn't that ever mentioned?
That's on Mock the Week this week.
That's on Mock the Week, right, as we speak. Why aren't bagpipers ever got a chance to sit down, those poor fellas? No wonder they have such thick calves.
Oh, tell me, that says more about you than anybody else, that you've really noticed their calves.
I notice a calf. Calf? A calf. It's a calf, isn't it? A calf is a baby cow. A calf.
I also notice those.
I notice those, for sure, but I never
see
them play the
bagpipes. She's like, fucking hell,
it's a baby cow. What's a baby cow doing playing the bagpipes? A calf. I do notice a strong calf. Strong calves on a man is quite... It's quite.
You've got good legs. I always say this. You've got great legs.
Very kind. Thank you. I don't know. I always feel like.
When I come around and you're wearing your booty shorts.
I was wearing those tight shorts when you came round.
They're not booty shorts, though. I love the idea of you in... I think you should borrow my hot pants.
I should finally get to show off these lallies, as they used to say. Get my lallies out for the Omi Polonies. Yeah, yeah.
For the what's now?
The Omi Polonies. Gays.
Who's the Omi Polonies? Gays. It's
Polaris, isn't it, for gays?
Oh, that's Polaris.
Omi Polonies. I think it means Birdman. Omi Polonies. I think so. Oh God, I'm sure it is Polari and not some. I'll check.
Have you just said homophobic slur?
I think I might have. I mean, geez, I hear them enough. No, actually, I don't really get them as much as I ought. As always, feel free. Do feel free.
That'll be in the Daily Mail. Tom Allen encourages.
Don't say it, Susie. Don't say it. We have to be so cautious on this.
Yes. Yeah, you know I'm always scared.
It's a hotbed of journalists out there. Hotbed.
A hotbed.
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 Hotbed. Pajamas.
Talking of things that could be in the Daily Mail. I told you, but I haven't told the listener. But it's now been announced, so I feel like I can talk about it.
Yes.
I did this karaoke show, Celebrity Karaoke Club.
It's going to be so fun.
Where they like plied you with booze and you sang. I mean, it was a really fun show. But I worked with some reality people who were lovely. I must be very clear. They were lovely. But Tom, people are like, people share so much.
We don't need to worry.
Like, people share so much. At one point, one of the girls said to the other one, she was wearing a pair of your booty shorts, actually, those really short shorts. And one of the girls said, babe, one of your lips is hanging out. Tom, she was talking about her vagina.
I assume like either she had a very, a problem with her mouth.
Her mouth, she'd had too much filler, presumably.
That's a lot of filler. It's coming out there.
But yeah, wow. Babe, one of your lips are hanging out. And I didn't know what to do, Tom. Have you ever been in that scenario where you don't know what to tell your face to do?
not like that. Did you laugh, did you realize that they were actually being serious? And then
I just went, like, I just like giggled, and then the girl went, "Ah, thanks, babe."
Did she shove it back in,
Tom? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's.
Well, that's at least she knew then. It's a bit. Is that the equivalent of like, you know, if you get like a bit of parsley on your teeth? A bit of lipstick on your teeth. People get just.
No, Tom, I would say it's very different to
it's
that.
It's more than that.
Because if you said to me, Suze, you've got a bit of parsley in your teeth, I'd be like, oh, thanks, love. If you said to me, Suze, your vagina's hanging out of your shorts, I'd be like, oh, I think I'm going to leave. Do you know what? I've had enough. I'm going home.
I think we were. I don't know if I would say anything or not.
What, you think? What, you just leave me there with part of me hanging out?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult. It's what is the scenario, firstly? But it's a very difficult thing to bring up. And do you bring it up just like openly?
What would you say if someone's, you could see like part of someone's manly bits?
Some of their giblets.
If you could see one of the, you know, the two giblets.
What if one of them was
two giblets that hang out together?
I guess.
Would you say like, oh mate, I can see a ball? Or would you be like,
well, I would be.
I guess he's just free.
I guess I would be like, you know what? Let him just be free. If that's what
good for him.
Good for him. It depends on the context, though, doesn't it? Because if it was like, I don't know, like a memorial service, then I think that would be important that I said something.
And how would you say it? I don't think that's what she would have wanted.
I'd be like, do you realise that your knackers are hanging out? Your knackers are blowing in the wind. And that is one of the songs
and she
loved
that song.
Like a knacker in the wind.
Oh, like knackers in the wind. Well, there we go. At least we found the title of the episode.
Knackers in the wind. Great. Yeah. I think I would say that. But what would you do? I mean, what would you have done in this scenario? If it was like a girlfriend of yours, like a friend who's girl.
Not Alice. If it was Alice, I'd be like, babe. Put your badge away.
Babe.
Also, I'd love to take this moment to say hello to my future mother-in-law, Jill, that always listens.
Jill, thanks for listening. Jill, lovely to have you here.
I think I would have to say, like, but I think I might say to them, I think those shorts are a bit revealing. But I wouldn't want to be like telling my friend how to dress, and I wouldn't want to like body shame anyone. But I also think if your vag is hanging out of your shorts, maybe your shorts are too short.
Yeah, maybe they're not short.
Does that make me not a feminist?
Look, I'm not an arbiter on that. I think...
No, Tom, I want you to tell us what feminism
okay.
is.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'll walk into that trap.
it's a booby
literally,
trap.
Literally,
well,
it's which... a trap. No, it's a booby trap. A booby, it's boobies as well. I think that's very nice to be like, you know what? It's your body. What's to be ashamed
of? Yeah, I think, and I think so too. But do you know what? It's just not me.
Because I've probably talked about this before, like when I was growing up, like
you used to have your knackers in the wind.
I would always have my knackers blowing in the wind. No, if we went on holiday, I think we have talked about this, like this is less extreme perhaps, you might say, but like my mum would always go topless. I don't think she'd mind people saying that on the beach. And her friends would as well. And it was never, I mean, I was going to say, it was never a thing for me, but of course it was never a thing for me. But I just was like, I never cared about stuff like that. But then
I don't think people should.
I guess that's different.
But I do think
that
if
is
you're
different.
Filming a TV show.
Yeah, and also yeah. I think I always think it's a bit unfair. Like men, it's like, yeah, sure, take your boobs out wherever you like. But like go get your nipples out wherever you like. And then
yeah. Boobs, oh, I do but... though, in the summer I just cut around my nipples. Just cut around.
Just get the areolas out. That's yeah. nice. Get a bit of breeze on them.
Just because I think it's festive.
That is festive. Festive in a Christmas sense. How red are they?
Just in like a... just in like a carnival vibe.
Carnival vibe. Yeah, okay.
Do you think? Like
yeah,
a,
I get it.
Like a fun, jolly...
Jolly summertime vibes.
Jolly summertime vibes, right?
In the summertime when the weather is
when your nips are out.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, if you're on a television show and your vagina's hanging out, what do you do?
What is the protocol?
What does Debrett say about the topic?
Also, here's the thing, Tom. I have never felt like... So I was on it with people... with the girls that I was on it with were all very glamorous.
Yes, you.
And honestly, I felt like a troll.
No, why?
Because I felt like such a prick in a jazzy shirt. I was like, oh, look at me wearing my stupid
jazzy shirt.
Well, they were
you
in,
are
like,
so effortlessly glamorous. Oh, yeah. That's just a style.
Like,
it's not... more glamorous.
No, but I did realise that, like, I think for, like, a comedian, I'm, like, you know, hot enough.
Oh, please.
But, like, when I'm with reality people, I'm, like...
what?
Like a troll that's trying to fit in. Like, they were all so tall because they all had heels on.
What, like...
so I think in the shots, it's going to look like I'm really
straight
short.
Down. No. Don't be hard on yourself.
You know, like,
you're
what's that actor called? So Leslie... fabulous. Is it Leslie...
Oh,
He's the gay guy in America who's really short and he's really funny.
And he's in, like, Will and Grace. Beverly Leslie. Yeah. He's Beverly Leslie in yeah. Will and Grace. And...
He dances on Instagram.
He's got a huge Instagram following. He like sings a song and it gets 500,000 views.
Well, see, that's going to be
he's
me.
He's got such a Texan accent. He talks so sort of soft, yeah. like southern drool.
Like a southern belle.
He's like a southern belle, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's always relied on the kindness of strangers and people watching his Instagram videos.
You know, I mean, is there a difference? But please do not feel less glamorous than these people. It's just like you own your style. You know
no,
who you are.
I feel totally fine about it, but it did sort of.
This is a different like that kind.
It's just like a
that aesthetic
thing.
is very strong if you're around it.
Yeah.
I think like it's quite strong. Like, I think say for blokes in Bromley, that sort of look that's very like muscle, or like.
And, like, would they wear like a trouser with no sock and a shoe?
Yes.
Because I find that abhorrent.
And like a loafer, yeah. And
I find that really upsetting.
And basically a pair of jeans that I knew as like my mum's leggings in the 90s are now like in denim form and worn by...
Yeah, like, I don't think that men...
Not a problem,
I think that... I think that, now, listen, I'm a Bromley resident these days as well.
Are basically. You Bromley Borough?
I'm Bromley Borough, yeah, Tom.
Are you?
I am, Tom, yeah.
I thought you were Lewisham, actually.
I really thought I was Lewish, but I'm not.
She's not Lewish, no.
I'm Broms. I'm Broms till I die now.
Oh,
that's it. Well, I'm Bromley all the way. And there are men.
There are.
That sort of look like they've been poured into their jeans.
Yeah, do you know why? To show off their calves, because calves are the big thing.
Calves. See, Tom, I learn constantly with you.
That's the thing. I'm always educating people on what's hip. Well, not hip, calf.
So how are you feeling in your new house, Tom? Let's get the DL on that.
Well, still no furniture, except for this one chair that I'm sat on at the moment. But
so you're stood, sat in that chair, or in your bed?
In bed. Those are the three options. There's nothing else.
But you've got all those carsies.
So many carsies. Yeah. I think I was telling you, Suze, about... There is...
I've been in the garden now, I should tell the listener.
Yeah, Susie's been on the...
You'll be pleased to hear I got shit-faced in the garden.
Oh my God, it's such a great garden to get shit-faced in because I've got a trampoline.
There's a trampoline.
And it's like, no, I am enjoying the house. But buying furniture is quite stressful. It comes with so much packaging. Like, and then I've got cardboard, and then I've got to remember when the cardboard day is. And my dad was like, they won't take it as it is. You've got to break it down.
You have to break it down. Tommy, your dad is right there.
You have to break it down now. And then that takes ages because IKEA gives you like basically the whole house equivalent in cardboard. And then other things take
I'm actually
ages.
Now living in that cardboard house in your garden.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. But I've got lamps now, which is a godsend. What I'm trying to do is enjoy bedtime a bit more.
Well, that's why I told you. I said, before we do the podcast, do you want to go and put your PJs
exactly.
on? That's what I've done.
That's why I feel like unwinding, like that's what I need to get better at doing. It's like, decompression time at the end of the day. Like, not, you can't just come in, go to bed.
Tom, do you know what I've started doing?
What?
I come off social media an hour before bed. I don't think I'm the person that came up with this, by the way.
That's such a good idea. What, will you watch any telly or just read a nice book?
I tell you what, I've just finished Michael Cashman's autobiography. It was so good.
Oh yeah, so good, isn't it?
He's so
harrowing at places.
Yeah, it is harrowing in places. He's on... out in a few weeks, and I mean, it was incredible interviewing him. He's so interesting.
Yeah.
And like had lived through so much of like queer history.
Yeah, he really
and was
did.
There.
Yeah.
But
such an, and such an interesting class story of class in London and
totally.
Like, from...
Yeah, he's really. Yeah, he's brilliant. I sort of fell in love with him a bit, which he seemed fine about. But yeah, I try to read a little bit. I watch my shows. I'm like a little old lady. I watch my shows. I watch the talkies. And then I...
what will you watch? Yeah, what will you watch before bed?
Well, I've started watching Brothers and Sisters, Tom, because you know how I love to get on a TV show that's finished more than 20 years ago.
Oh, well, I like to do that. What is Brothers and Sisters about? I don't know.
Oh, Tom, I think you'd like it.
Okay.
Because there's a gay one.
Oh, great. Even 20 years ago. Is it funny? Or is it because you like
so
quite
it's,
sad things?
Yeah, so it's like Sally Field.
I'm there.
She's got five children.
Oh.
And there's all drama happening, and there's funny moments and there's interesting moments, and one of the sons is gay, and then they're all Democrats but one of the daughters is a Republican. Ooh. And I think you'd like it, actually.
Yeah,
it's very
like,
easy watching.
Is it kind of a bit like This Is Us? It sounds a bit like This Is Us.
It's got a bit of a This Is Us vibe.
And actually, she
I'd
looks a bit like
a bit...
Sally Fields, the mum in that.
Sorry?
The mum in This Is Us looks a bit like Sally Fields
when she's aged up. Mandy Moore
when she's, I'm sure, when she, at one point she looks a bit like Sally Fields.
Yeah, I kind of get that. I love Sally Field.
Yeah, I do. Why isn't she in more things?
I don't know. I'm going to ask her.
Maybe she's lazy. Maybe she hates working.
I think we shouldn't be calling Sally Field. Like, I don't want the Daily Mail to print, like,
front page.
Tom Allen declares Sally Field lazy. She's a bit of a gay icon as well, isn't she, Sally Field?
Can you imagine? Yeah, I don't want that backlash.
You don't need that.
I do not need that kind of...
You don't want to get cancelled by Sally Field, could you imagine?
Can you imagine?
And she's got a gay son in real life, IRL.
Has she?
Yeah, I know this because she did like an amazing acceptance speech at the GLAAD Awards that sort of went viral, where she was like, I can't really believe that I'm getting an award for loving my son exactly as he is, but or something like that. I'm really paraphrasing, but she's great. Anyway, Tom, that's one of my shows at the moment because it's very
nice
easy watching.
45 minutes?
40 min zeps.
Great. One before bed, rationed, or?
Yeah, like maybe one, maybe two. Okay. Phone off during the second one. Put it on flight mode, Tom. What's your vibe on that?
That is good. I'm impressed that you can do that, because what I would have to do is leave it in the other room.
Yeah, I put it on flight mode and then I charge it in the other room.
Oh, fine. And if there's an emergency, someone would phone Alice.
There's an emergency, someone would phone Alice. Heaven forfend. But
yeah, that's good.
I'm trying to do that because otherwise I will just scroll until I die.
I do not need to look at... I'm getting so many spam emails.
Me too. And the chat to likemindedfriends.com gets...
A lot of spam?
So much shit.
Wow.
Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com. Just in case you're trying to get in touch.
Because it sounds like a spam email in itself.
Oh, Tom, fuck off. I created it 5.5 years ago. I don't know what you want me to do. It's the email address we have now.
It's what we're going to be until we die.
Chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com. It trips off the tongue.
It's a bit like when it's like, you need to update your driving license. Email. And then you look at like the email and it's like, I'm trying to think of like what it might be, but like love handles at
driving love handles at hotmail.com / AU.
Yeah. And then you're like, I don't know.
So have you updated your driving license?
I don't think I need to. With my driving skills, you never need to. Just keep them.
They're just delighted you're off the roads.
They're just delighted. They want me to forget I've got one. Yeah, so I never drive again. But but that's very good. And do you ever, and in the morning then, are you like running into the other room to pick up the phone and find out what's happening?
I try and have like, I try not to look at the phone in bed.
Very good. Very good.
I mean, I say this is what I try and do. This is all what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm not saying that easily, but I'm trying to do that because I do find that it is just anxiety inducing.
It really is, isn't it?
I can worry about something I tell you don't need to worry about.
Yeah.
Like I tweeted today. So Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Has stood down from her. Or her show, whatever. Her show's not happening anymore. So I just tweeted like, oh, we're ready for the British version. And then, of course, some people got in touch with me to be like, don't you know she was a bully? And it's like, that's obviously not what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. Like, but that...
I'm saying I want to be a lesbian chat show host. And then, of course, Ed Gamble was very funny and was like, oh, this makes perfect sense because you're a notorious monster off screen, which was very funny. But, you know, you're just like, oh, God, this place is hell.
Yeah, well, and of course, it's only a couple of people, but still, it's annoying. Yeah. Like, it's really annoying.
It really is. So I've had to, so that's it. They don't get me.
Yeah, is that right? Is that, are you feeling like you're going
to come off? I'm just like, I'm trying to tweet and then not look or worry. And if anyone like tries to find something negative in what I'm said, I'm like, I feel like that says more about you than it does about me.
Also,
feel like, you know,
I think there's a sense of like, oh my goodness, everybody's on Twitter. Like, I don't think that many people are on Twitter. Like, I think
is your mum's friend Jean on Twitter?
No, of course not. My mum isn't on Twitter. None of my family have ever been on it.
They don't understand it.
Yeah, and rightly so, because they're like,
yeah,
what? Why are you?
Mum's got a Facebook page, but she basically just puts pictures of Ron up.
Oh, that's fine. That's perfect. Yeah, not just somebody
not
called
Ron.
Not
just random Rons. Yeah. Not Ron Flanders.
they are... Like, Facebook, I think, is actually a more wholesome place. I like it.
But I think there's quite a lot of right-wing stuff on there, Tom.
Oh, is there?
You can't believe everything you read.
Yeah. I'm not... Well, I suppose...
You're not, like, getting all your voting tips from there, are you?
Yeah, that's where I got all my vaccination information on.
Vaccination information?
Yeah, my...
Well...
Yeah, no, I don't use it for anything like that, to be honest. I just use it to put up on my page, like, things, and then...
Oh, yeah,
and then that sort of
interactions,
I think, I always find very pleasing.
Touch wood. I think so. Right, Tom, it's getting dangerously close to both of our bedtimes, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
So, should we say goodbye to our dear listener?
Let's say goodbye.
And say thanks for coming along to whatever this was today. I think funny in places.
I think.
If we had to review it.
I think, you know, Knackers in the Wind is funny.
Knackers in the Wind was funny. I think we had some fun. Puff on a Parfait. Parfait on a Parfait. That was just homophobic.
No, I loved it. That's what I love. And And, you know, we had a good time.
I think we had a great time. And we thank you for listening.
We thank you for joining us. Hopefully that filled in a few gaps on things as well, explained a few things.
Yeah, just so everyone's up to date with what's going on.
Everybody's up to date, yeah. If anyone's got any ideas on recycling cardboard.
Yeah, do get in touch with Tom.
Do get in touch with us about that. I mean, I put it out for the recycling cardboard people to take, but...
Yeah, but you're also putting it out there for the listener.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it out there for the recycling. I'm putting it out there for the people.
You know. Tom, you're too good.
So I haven't got any furniture.
Yeah.
So I've got... the previous owners kindly left me a sofa for the garden. I brought it indoors. I've got garden furniture in the house. Like I live in a swimming pool.
You're so glamorous.
That's the thing.
I'm taking from that is that you've got a sofa in the garden.
Well, I don't anymore.
No.
It's in the lounge.
No. I've had rosé on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not anymore. It's indoors. Oh dear, what a time, what a life.
Well, listen, next time we speak on this, I mean, I assume I'll probably speak to you tomorrow, but
yes.
Next time we speak on this, next time we have a broadcastable conversation,
yeah.
You might have some more furniture.
Well, I've got a tilt.
Which is an exciting thought.
I've got a tilt top coming. A round tilt top.
What's
table.
His name?
He's just. I want to think of a funny name, but I can't.
Brian.
Brian. I was going to say Brian. Yeah, that's all I could think of. Brian. Yeah, Brian the tilt top.
What is a tilt top?
It's a table that, like, the top flips up so you can fold it away against a wall.
Oh, I like that. Mine does that. My table has a bit in it that comes up to make it a bigger table.
Oh, that's nice. You've got leaves.
Sure. They're my accountants.
She's very...
yeah, I think I'm tired.
We're all tired. We're all going to go to bed now. Come on.
Let's all go to bed.
I've got to go.
Unless you're listening to this while driving.
No,
get
please.
Home and go to bed.
You keep awake.
You've got to keep awake.
Keep awake. Keep you awake stop.
Get home.
If you're feeling tired, please.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll speak to you next time on Like-Minded Friends when Tom has less garden furniture indoors and we can hear all about his new tilt top. Brian.
Thank you for joining us. Let us know. And
oh, Tom, you've got things to plug.
Oh, well, the paperback's coming out in July of No Shame,
yes.
Which I'm very excited about.
Quizness
is just starting on Channel 4. That's Fridays at 8. Very excited about that. Very proud of that show. It's very daft, but very funny, but very, very challenging.
I'm very excited to watch you do it.
And There's Something About Movies is on Sky on Thursday nights. And Bake Off Professional starts at the end of May. I mean,
so great.
I'm very proud of all those shows. Very
as you should
involved.
Be.
And Susie has karaoke.
I have Celebrity Karaoke Club coming out. I'm also on a new TV show for Comedy Central.
Can we talk about this? I didn't like to.
No, we can talk about this. Because it's sort of loosely been announced. It starts on Wednesday on Comedy Central at 9 o'clock. And it's a female-led panel topical show, which I'm really excited about, feel quite nervous about because I'm sort of, we're all sort of hosts. There's lots of brilliant women across the series. I'm doing a couple of episodes. So I'm really thrilled to be on the first one. Please come along, watch it. If you love it, tweet me. If you don't, just don't. Really excited to be part of it. And then, yeah, some other bits and bobs are coming out soon, which I'm very excited about. And Out is still out.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to my podcast, Out with Susie Ruffle, I seem to be getting lots of emails at the moment, which is so lovely, from people saying, I listened to Like-Minded Friends for years and I hadn't listened to Out yet and I've just started listening to it and I'm loving it. So if you haven't had a listen to it yet, just on this recent series, I've had Rose and Rosie, I've had Hannah Gadsby, I've got Michael Cashman coming up, I've got Lady Phil coming up.
These are
so many great
amazing people. Wow.
People seem to be Ryan O'Connell, who has his own Netflix show Special.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
He's
absolutely brilliant. He's on the show on I think the week coming. So I recorded an interview with him a couple of days ago. He was great. So yeah, if you've not tried it, maybe have a listen to that. Maybe you'd enjoy it.
Oh, phenomenal. Very exciting times. And the tour is restarting in October, right?
Yes, the tour is restarting. I'm getting out there. I mean, fuck knows if the show's going to be the same. I mean, I think I'm going to have to change
show.
This up and it's gonna be wonderful. Put things in different orders. But listen, you come, I'll be funny for an hour and 20.
Yeah, it'll be amazing. It'll be a bit all over. Can you imagine how electric it's going to be? It's going
to
be amazing.
I'm really excited to get back on stage. Yeah. And hopefully people will be excited to come.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So yeah.
I've got
a story about being on Tipping Point with Ben Shepherd. And if that's not going to get you to the tour, I don't know what will.
Wow. Tipping Point. Something for everyone.
What's his name again? Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you next time on Like-Minded Friends.
See you next time, everybody. Lots of love.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. 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 B